We got love triangles. We got girl fights. It's a whole messy situation on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, bitch. Ooh. You can fuck with me if you want. I feel like this should be like Monisa's song, like all day, every day.
Yeah, the mean girl.
Oh my gosh. Welcome y'all to Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Keep those comments flowing. I've been reading them. Ladies, have you been reading the comments on YouTube?
Oh my gosh, have I?
Yes.
Keep them coming,
we
though.
Keep it coming. We have thick skin. We appreciate all the help we can get. My name is TK Trinidad, and I'm one of the hosts today, and I'm going to introduce the rest of the panel.
Hello, what's up, guys? I'm Imani Blackman. I'm one of your hosts. You can follow me through all social medias at Imani_Blackman, and I'm so excited to be here to talk about Love & Hip Hop.
Ah, what up, what up? It's Brittany Q. Hill. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Brittany Q. Hill.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
Was that 4 last week? Woo! All right, so I'm narrowing down for a hot second. There's a lot of stuff happening in Houston, Texas. So definitely, if you've been living under a rock, then get out of that rock. We definitely need to help folks for Hurricane Harvey that's been striking Houston. So if you want to donate, you can go to Red Cross. There's a lot of other things that are going on as far as donations. People need clothes, people need food. So go on your social media. There's a whole bunch of places you can donate. You know, it's just a really big, I hate seeing that type of disaster and people being displaced. Mm-hmm. So definitely go and donate. But we are here to make you laugh. Whew! So much drama.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Right. Oh god. Okay, let's just start with the main one. So Cisco, Amber Diamond, and Tierra. So the whole thing was obviously Cisco's in New York. Him and Tierra were hanging out. He came to Los Angeles to meet up with Tierra to kind of see where this relationship can go. Mm-hmm. Tierra's been going through it, and you know, he was feeling neglected, so in the moment of feeling neglected, he has been taken up with Amber, and Amber's thinking it's something, but it's really not. And then there we are at the clothing shop.
That's a sorry excuse. Just because she's been giving him grief. I mean, like, relationships, you know, we gonna go through some stuff, but, like, you gonna go and smash another? In my city, though?
We take some time to ourselves if you're going through, like, problems. You try to reflect on what's going on, not go and, you know, have a hotel rendezvous.
Well, at least warn her. Like, at least say, look, girl, you're not acting right. Something might go down. Right. Like, I'm not telling you that it will.
Right.
But something might happen where you're not going to like it. Right. So either snap out of it. Mm-hmm. Let me know what's going down. Let me know what I can help you with. And then we can go from there.
I agree.
I feel like he was kind of helping her, but he wasn't letting her know that, you know, because sometimes we do go. She's not being selfish. She's going through her stuff. But as general relationships, sometimes, you know, we do work on our career a little bit more. We do work on, and you neglect the people that you really love.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's just like he could have let her know.
Right.
And then if it did pop off and he decided to go that way, he's like, look, I told you.
Right. I agree.
I'm a big believer. It's like, look, we had this conversation. So
If you're honest, then I think you can't get mad at the person for kind of doing them because you let them know in the first place.
Yeah.
You should just have open relationships so everyone's happy.
Well, Tierra's not.
Maybe he should find somebody who wants that kind of life, you know, if that's what he keeps his kind of.
I don't know. It seems like he was in for. Who moves across? I was in New York a couple weeks ago. New York and LA are two different cities, like just in appearance alone, people, all this other stuff. So who moves across the country just to like fraternize with just some like random chick?
Right. That's big.
So, you know, I think he really wanted a relationship. And the four months that they were in New York, she probably wasn't around her friends, her people, mm-hmm. and it's a different scenery. So you're giving the representative, right?
Right.
Then you get to LA, and it's like you're home. Mm-hmm. You know how to run. You're getting to the same habits, and the drinking is obviously an issue. And he's like, "What's this? This is not what I signed up for."
She's that comfortable in LA.
The so mask comes off. She's home. She's around her people. He was bound to see like what was really good. I want to kind of talk about this Amber girl because the whole triangle, I'm disappointed as a woman. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Why?
That she got to see him for who he was, right?
Right.
He just picked this other chick and you're still like wanting it. I mean,
I know what it is though.
What is it?
It's the digitized thing. He had that good. The pipe was good.
I mean,
sometimes you make some, it's,
am I?
I,
What else could it be?
Right. It must have been good else. To her. Cisco got two women fighting over him.
Two women.
I would have never imagined
and
that.
And he just told the girl to her face, you were fun.
Right.
You were fun.
And that's my favorite part.
I know.
He's like, you're giving me problems, and you're fun.
But let's talk about how boss Tia Marie's response was. She's over there smiling. And I think that I would have done the same thing, though.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
It's a tricky situation. But
she's like, I don't want him.
Right.
Yeah, well, that was her whole game plan. She's like, I'm going to get him back.
Yeah.
And then, kick him to the curb. And that's, it's sad. But at the end of the day, too, if you kind of take it to another level. He flew all the way here for you, mm-hmm. and it's just more of a communication issue.
Yeah.
So I honestly think he's really about that, because I was reading on VH1, he was talking after this episode aired, mm-hmm. that, he really wanted it to work.
Yeah.
So I think if he's really about that, they should sit down and have a conversation like, look, I messed up, but this is the reason I messed up, and let's have a conversation about everything from this point on.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like with him, she should give him another chance. I'm not about the cheating stuff.
Really?
However, but I think he moved all the way from New York to LA. That's not a small thing.
I know, but even more reason for you to get your together and act like you want this thing to work.
But when you put a kid in ice cream shop.
But you said that last episode, right? I was rooting for him, and she was like, nah, I still think he
has the same rep.
Yeah, you let me down, Cisco. You let me down.
When you put a chunky kid in an ice cream shop, then what do you expect him to do?
It's hard because, she kind of messed up a little bit, and then he went straight to Amber so fast.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, we don't know the timeline because we're watching it on TV.
He's had her on deck.
That's what I'm saying. He's had her on deck.
Yeah.
For a while. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Like, they've been dipping in and out for like 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Easily. So, I mean, kudos. I don't know. I think she should give him another chance, because when you look at the grand scheme of things, nobody else is in her corner. And not to say that's a reason why, but, he invests. Like, if he saw that she had all these problems, and he's like, the drinking problem and all this other stuff, he could have easily dipped. Like, this is not what I signed up for. And he could have just went back to New York.
I'll give him that.
So it's just like, people make mistakes. So it's just like,
But he's smashing another chick, though. Like, that. I can forgive certain things, but
this girl's been around.
Bad too.
Oh, I know. I've been trying to find her Instagram. I don't got no service.
She's bad. So I don't know. As a woman, I'd be like, okay, it's one thing to smash another chick, but like, I'm looking at her and the chick is bad.
She is.
So here's the question. So if you find your significant other cheating on you, would you prefer the person to be like, would you be more upset if the person's like better looking than you, or like not as good looking?
I would be pissed if she looked better.
Because I'll probably be being petty. So I'm like, I would want her to look not as good.
Exactly.
So I can be like,
then I can really talk trash too.
When she's bad, it's like, ooh, like you kind of upgraded.
They've been like nasty, so I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I remember the first time it ever happened, and is like, is my first boyfriend and everything like that, and the chick was like gnarly, and I was like, dude, really? Like, really? Like, I find it kind of offensive. Like, at least I'm a bad chick. Yeah.
Right. Like, here we go. All of this.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd be like, okay, Halle Berry, I mean,
I
get it.
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
I would give you that L. Like, all right, I get it. But, don't do that. But it's
a kick to the ego, though, for if your man finds somebody that looks better than you. That's
But I'd rather him do that.
Ooh, that would hurt my soul.
Why?
Yeah, that's below the belt.
You know what? Because it's like when you show your friends and like on their Instagrams, oh, this is new chick. You're scrolling in, and she's like, she ain't like you.
Listen,
imagine you scrolling in, she looked like Amber Diamond.
Yes,
you're out here like
that happened to me yesterday. I was crushing on this dude. I'm not gonna say who or how I know him, but I found out he has a chick, and so I'm peeping her Instagram. I'm like, dang, I can't even be mad because the chick is bad.
Ooh,
I can't even be mad
unless you're mad. You should not be tagging your significant others, because people like these
people
be popping and figuring it all out.
I'm gonna find out everything I need to know.
Wow, y'all.
That's
mess.
What social media is for, right?
Answers,
right?
Well, then.
That's so funny.
Is it a general consensus that, TRM should give Cisco a chance, or do you think it is what it is, and he might go back with Amber, or...
I think they can resolve their issue, for sure. Only because she's going through a lot, and he has been there.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the step that he took, which is for... What was that for that he did last week?
The lingerie and stuff like that?
No, with the... That's for dehydration and everything, which is technically not what she needed. Yeah. But it was still like he wasn't sure, but it was still a step, and he tried. Step. So I think that that does.
It was a step in the right direction.
Team, are you on?
My head is big; it ain't falling off. But yeah, I agree. I feel like it wasn't really what she needed, but it was still more than what I feel like anybody else has done thus far.
Right. Yeah, you don't want, like, that's a lot of baggage that she's carrying, right? Yeah. And, you know, I can only imagine when the cameras are not there. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're messy like that with the cameras on, like, how messy are you when the camera's not there? And he's probably dealing with all that.
That
and
part.
Again, right. He comes to L.A. and he's thinking, oh, we in L.A., we can go to Malibu, we can do some romantic stuff. Like, she's going to be the TR that I know from New York. Or, then, like, she's drinking, she's cussing him out, she's probably throwing stuff at him. And he's like, dude, what?
Yeah, when you put it that way, it's kind of like, all right. Okay, we're going to catch you some slack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and again, that pipe might be really good.
It has to be.
It has to be.
Because they're over here about to fight over Cisco.
I mean, it's got to be. It's got to be something.
Well, there is something else. And the combination of both of those would make it, like, fight worthy.
Yeah.
Like, if he can, like...
So, question for you ladies. Has there been a moment where you might have had somebody that was handling it right and you... would bypass some type of bad behavior.
Always. Y'all there always has to be like, one.
Come on with it.
Sip tea.
I think we've all been in that situation.
I think everybody has. And vice versa, where a guy has met a woman where it's just like, he didn't expect, like he didn't expect, all right, this is going to be just one smash. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh.
You fall in love with it.
Like, oh, damn. You know,
in love with a kitty cat.
Yeah. Got name for it and everything. Right. How's Susie doing? Right. Like, you know, it happens to everybody.
You need anything? Right. I'm in the area.
You hungry?
Right.
Buying the monthly products for her. That's how good it is. And that's not even his girl. Right. So, I mean, I think everybody, you know, does that. I'm convinced. I mean, Cisco, if you're listening, you don't have to send us pictures, but you can just, you know, let us know what the deal is. I have a feeling like he knows
what...
He
needs to come on the show. Cisco, come on the show.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know what the deal is.
We want to know.
Ladies out. So, speaking of ladies, let's move on to Tiffany, AD, and Moniece.
About that. So, I mean, what do you guys think as far as, like, who's in the right and who's in the wrong with Tiffany and Moniece?
Well, you know, Moniece has always been that person. She's grown from the first season.
She has.
Absolutely.
But, you know, she's always going to be that person that's going to find, you know, something evident. And I think maybe Tiffany does like AD, even though they're really good friends for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like, okay, well, we're growing up now. We're adults. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can try again in this relationship.
Right.
And all of a sudden Moniece comes. And then, of course, you've seen Love and Hip Hop. And then you see everything else that's happening in social media. And you're like, why is she with AD? Because AD seems like a real chill person. Like, if you saw between Fizz and AD, how they were interacting.
Yeah.
Like, that alone just speaks volumes.
Yeah. Here's the issue that I have with Tiffany, because she kept saying her primary concern was that Moniece is not a lesbian.
Right.
But I feel like, why does that matter? You know what I mean? Like, why... She's dating, you know, AD, and it's obviously she loves her, but why does it matter if she's a lesbian or not? Maybe she just really cares about this person.
Right.
Like, should that matter?
Right. That's why AD was like, well, we're in the bedroom. I think she's lesbian.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
But it could also be the times where people... are testing and trying versus actually being.
Right.
So it's like, well, I'm going to try this. I'm going to dabble in this, but this might not be my long-term goal. So maybe that's what Tiffany's kind of...
She thinks,
like,
she's an experiment.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to try this out. It's like those people who've never dated outside their race. And like, ooh, I've never had a black girl before. Like, nah, I'm not a ride, dude. Like, just,
right.
You know,
right.
Pump your brakes. Yeah. So it might be the same thing that Tiffany's kind of... She can't articulate it, but I think that's where she's coming from. She's like...
She's trying to be a jealous friend who misses her friend and wants to, like, hang out because they're so close.
Didn't Moniece mess with another girl before in a previous season? Or did I make that up?
No, because I remember in the last... in the reunion show, they said that she was with a woman... And then this season we saw her. So it might have been another woman.
Okay.
But as far as I know, this AD is like the first one.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I think Tiffany just has a little jealousy in her. She misses her friend, I think, most of all. But I think as a best friend, you have to support your friend's relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you have to try to make it work. Especially if you know that your best friend is in love. Like, AD's in love with Moniece and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Therefore, Tiffany should try better, at, you know, to make it work between the three of them.
And you have different type of relationships, too. You have friends who, you know, they're able to maintain relationships and relationships with, you know, their significant other. And you have people that as soon as they get in a relationship, they drop off. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you have to be that type of friend, especially if you've been a friend for that long. You know what type of friend you have.
Yeah.
So it's just like, all right, this is how they roll. No worries. Like, holler at me. Like, the door's always open because we're friends. Holler at me when you need me.
Right.
Like, you know, it should be that type of thing versus, well, we don't hang out anymore. Like, a true friend, like, knows how it gets down. Yeah. So I feel like it's the same thing. She should do that. But again.
To Tiffany's defense, though, I know we've all been in that situation where, like, our homegirl comes and, like, they're venting. And then we get so accustomed to hearing these negative things about the significant other that we're like, she's already proven to you, like, what kind of person she is. So it's kind of hard to hear the good things after that.
And then when you're the friend, like, AD is probably going to her and saying negative things about Moniece because you're confiding in your best friend and telling, so all you're hearing is negativity when really there's a lot of positivity in the relationship. But the best friend always hears the worst side of it because you're venting to them, and at that point, you need to talk to them.
Yeah.
So Tiffany's just hearing all the bad things. Everything.
But what you should do when you talk to your friends, and this is what I do now, is like, look, don't. Whatever we're talking about, don't bother bringing back in my face. Like, I don't want to hear it. Like, I don't want to hear what I told you 6 months ago because I know what I said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think if you preface that, again, it's, you know, developing a friendship where you know what you can handle as a friend and, you know, what you can give, the give and take of it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I feel like, and Tiffany shouldn't throw it back in her face. Mm-hmm. As well, if the relationship breaks down, then it's going to break down. She should let it break down on its own.
Right.
Versus, like, okay, well, I'm going to get in the middle of it. I don't think you should be, like, that never, if anything, that's going to push AD away from Tiffany and go closer to Moniece.
Yeah. Give or take, right or wrong, as a friend, you know, whatever your friend decides to do, you have to kind of, like, support back up. You have to like it or agree with it.
Like, but your friend tells you stuff, you're like, what do I need to do for you? Like, what's going on with you, you know? But I do like AD's relationship with her son, Moniece. Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's great. And I could tell Fizz really, he likes AD, and I think
Fizz is just happy that Moniece is not dragging down girlfriends down the street, pulling wigs, threatening people. Like, he's happy.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important. When you are involved with someone that has a child, you have to be kind of that other figure as a parent. You're not that you're not that child's parent like Fizz and Moniece are, but AD wants to be a part of Moniece's life, so she has to be a part of her kid's life. So I think that relationship's really important.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? So they're supposed to be meeting next week. So what do you think the outcome will be?
What meeting between
Moniece, Tiffany, and AD? If there was anybody else but Moniece, I'd be like, okay, this can go well.
With Moniece, I feel like eventually they're going to come to blows. Moniece is like a mean girl to me. I respect her. I like her. I like that she's very outspoken and bold, but I feel like she's just one of those people that she's going to get you to that point where you're going to want to snap. So,
The thing I like about Moniece, though, because she's probably what, a buck 10, a buck 20, like, she backs it up.
She does. For somebody
so tiny.
That's me.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to talk crap in your face and I'm going to hit you. And like,
that's why I say respect it.
She's bark and bite.
Yeah.
She does both. She's not just.
And I like that when she's in a confrontation with somebody, she's so cool. She's just like, you know what? She doesn't yell or scream, but she's like looking you dead in your face. Gosh.
Right.
The best Moniece moment from like all seasons is when she was talking to, I think, Fizz's first girlfriend, I think in season one. Where they're like talking, they're across, and she's telling her like, "Look, don't call me crazy, don't call me." And then she takes her jacket off, and she's like, "Don't."
You knew it was coming.
And then just the quickness of the snatch, it was just like,
"Get over here!"
Yeah, it was just a beautiful moment far as, "Look, I'm warning you.
Yeah,
I'm warning you." It's too late.
It's because people underestimate her probably because of her size or whatever. And she's so, you know, calm when she's letting you know, listen, I'm about to bite you.
Yeah,
you
right.
But especially when she wears the glasses. Yeah. Like, you think that she's, like, innocent. And it's like, no, not at all.
No.
Do you think that's going to affect their relationship? Like, do you think her and AD are going to last until the end of the season? Or if, you know, the season's technically almost finished filming. So do you think it's...
I don't think so. My personal opinion, I don't think so. If they continue at the rate that they're at, you know, they keep butting heads because AD's in the middle. Eventually she's going to be like, I can't do this.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I think they will though. I feel like they are.
I don't know. I feel like she had, there's a lot of unresolved issues, family-wise, relationship-wise, even with, I forgot his name from last season, the boyfriend that she had last season. I don't know if she took a moment to regroup and to see why those relationships didn't work. She was obviously a part of those relationships, so her part to play in those relationships before she started this relationship.
Right.
So I don't know, because AD was telling Tiffany that the reason she was confiding in Tiffany the whole time is that in the beginning of the relationship, there were a lot of issues.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, is it just smooth sailing for another bump to hit? Or, you know, I don't know. I would love to just ask her, like, there was, you don't have to necessarily go to counseling, but you definitely need to, after every relationship, whether it ends good or bad, you have to actually look in the mirror and say, how did this relationship end? What was my part in it? And what can I do differently? Or what am I not going to do differently? And when somebody else comes to the table, it's like, look, I'm going to be messing with people, so deal with it.
100% agree. It does seem like every season she's with somebody new.
I just want her to heal her relationship with her mother.
That's
like the one thing I would ask, like, for me, watching that episode in Love and Hip Hop, it was the most touching, and I just wanted to, like, give her the most juiciest hug I could,
right?
Because I felt her pain with her mother, and I just hope that she worked it out with her
it
mother.
Sounds like they are, though, because in that last episode, she said something about she was doing a life cooking with her mom and her son, and when Alexis Sky decided to
I think that AD and Luis are good for each other, because AD doesn't seem like she has any petty bone in her body.
Right. So she's very balanced.
She's very balanced. She's very chill. Like, when you watch the show, she's very just like, you know, I feel like she can keep everything under control and in peace. So I think that she can be very patient with Moniz or whatever the situation that's going on. Therefore, I think they might last longer than we may think.
Yeah, I think so.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Wish you guys the best.
We'll see. Yeah. So speaking of Alexis Sky, so we have Alexis Sky and Lucci, which they broke up. And then Alexis and Monif are having beef because Masika's not having any part of it.
Yeah.
So I'm just really confused that, so apparently when Masika had the kid, Alexis Sky and, what's his name again? I'm seeing his face. Betty Wap. They were on a break. Apparently, according to, I'm so confused with the situation, because how Masika made it sound is like they were together for a long period of time while he was touring, and how Alexis Sky made it sound like they're, and even Fetty Wap hinted at it, it was like just a long weekend and just, you know, they just didn't do it without a condom, which is my thing with men and women. It's just kind of like, dude, how are you going to hate on the woman for keeping the baby when you were the, like, you have the option of wearing a condom? Like, you have, and then don't give me that, don't give me, like, well, you know, I put the condom and there was a hole in it, like, bring your own condoms in. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you truly do not want to have a kid by whoever the person is, then you should do everything in your power to do that, and then not complain when you have a crazy baby mama, because she wasn't crazy when you were in between her thighs.
Okay.
So I'm just, you know, I just feel like,
everything then, right?
Her baby is so beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, was Kari Barbie?
Yeah. She's so cute. She's so cute. I love her name.
Kari Barbie. Yeah, cute.
So on the live chat, yes, we are talking about last night's episode and tonight's episode, just in case you guys are trying to figure out, so I'm seeing the live chat. So yeah, we're kind of combining it because, you know, everything moves on next week, so we don't want to, you know, hold you up.
Yeah.
just saying. So everything is going to pop off next week. So I don't understand why Alexis Sky is beefing with Moniz. Like, I know why she is, but why are you even giving that any attention?
Probably just because Moniz and Masika are friends. So she's,
I can't stand that.
Yeah, but I think it's like that's your girl, so you're going to ride with her, obviously.
Right.
Therefore, if your girl's talking smack, you might talk smack, and therefore now Moniz is talking about Alexis. So now Alexis has a right, I guess, to talk back to her.
Yeah.
So she kind of just involved herself in this beef that's going on because Masika is her girl, so.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I feel like if the beef was between Masika and Alexis, it should have stayed that way. As my girl, I'm always have your back.
Right.
You know, if something pop off, I got you.
Exactly.
But you're a woman. You should be able to handle your own beef, right? So, but I feel like once maybe Alexis or whomever said the other's name first, that's when I was like, okay, I'm involved.
Yeah.
Right.
It was the video for sure, but it's the same thing. I feel like you know, if you came at my girl, then, you know, we're going to fight.
Right.
But other than that, it's like, Masika's not saying anything. And, you know, Alexis guys keep coming at me like, I don't have no beef with you. Like, what's the deal?
Right.
But of course, I think Moniece is not to the point where she can just ignore stuff, especially when you start bringing up her son.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That part.
And the video that's about to come out. So, I mean... Yeah. Oh, it's going to be...
But that's true, because Masika's not really, like, giving any fuel to it, so why are you so hype about it?
Yeah, it's like rule, like, 101. Right. You don't bring people's family into it or kids, because then somebody's going to come for you at the end of the day. So I don't know. I don't know what the game plan for Alexis Sky is with all of that's happening.
Right.
I feel like Moniece is being that friend where, because Masika's not saying anything, she's like, if you ain't gonna say something, I'm gonna say something.
I got you. Right.
You're right, yeah, because I think Masika's trying to just stay quiet. She's a mother now, so, you know, things change when you have a child.
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably taking it differently than how she would have seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think she's kind of a different person.
Yeah, she's going to wait a little bit longer before she beats your ass.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like mean girls stick together and they gossip they should be invoking on, like, making money or doing something, you know, music or whatever.
Right.
I think really Masika and Alexis Sky should just hash it out, talk it out, whatever the issues are, and move on, because it's kind of like, how many more episodes do we have to see that?
Well, the reunion will be good.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, though. I think that's the thing, though. It's kind of like, okay, she had the baby, and, you know, it's done. And she's no longer with Fetty Wap, so that's done. And you're not with Fetty Wap either, so that's done.
So what are we talking about?
So what is the game plan? What are you doing? So I definitely agree. It should be about the money. However, I think, you know, because of editing and all this stuff, we don't see different projects are being made and all
but
that
Alexis
good stuff.
But Alexis has a new guy, and then they broke up, so, like...
Yeah, you know, I think it's beyond, like, Fetty Wap himself and the baby. I think it's that they were talking smack to each other through social media after the fact, so they're just referring back to all the name-calling.
Right.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they have all these nicknames for each other. I don't know where they come up with these names. I'm like...
Hostseeker.
Yeah. I was just like, where'd you come up with that?
I don't know. I mean, Alexis, she has a bright future in Los Angeles. Like, she's good to go. So, I mean, I don't think she should pay any mind to any of that.
Yeah.
I mean, even for Lucci, like, she can move on. Like, it's L.A.
Yeah,
and then the unfortunate thing is that, you know, the degrees of separation's not that big. However, if you choose wisely, you'll find something that works for you.
Choose wisely. That part.
Keyword.
choose wisely. Out of the state. That's way better.
Out of the industry.
Yeah. So, going from talking about money and careers, let's go to Brooke Valentine, who hasn't had an album since 2007.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, I have to look it up.
But I rock with
it's
that.
It's about to be.
Okay. I would love to. I would love to find out, like, what she's been doing over the last, like how do you take, I understand with record labels and all this other stuff, but in the society that we are in now, you have SoundCloud, like, tell me, you go on SoundCloud, everybody's dropping a song.
Yeah.
So
I don't
know. Yeah, so I don't know what, or maybe, you know, again, I looked this quickly on social media or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, she has been dropping stuff on SoundCloud, but I haven't, according to Wikipedia, the last album was 2007. Mm-hmm. So... this whole thing, Boobie's finally moving out from Keisha Cole. How nice is that, though?
That's dope. Good for him.
Because they had the show, because that was the first marriage, right? So they had Keisha Cole and Boobie had a show.
Yeah.
I think it was on BET or something like that.
It was.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then everything else transpired. No longer playing basketball. He's cheated on her multiple times, and he's kind of at a low point, and she's like, it's cool, like, you can come live with me.
That's big of her.
Yes, I love that part of the show. Yeah. I think
they
need
to bring back her mom.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember her mom?
I do. Oh. And her sister. Was it Neffy?
Oh my gosh, her mom was crazy. We need to bring her back.
Yeah,
we need to get her on the show. So that's really, really nice. So he's gotten to the point where, you know, now he's kind of got his bearings. Now he's, you know, because the agreement was they can't bring other people to the house, which kind of wrecks the flow.
Rightfully so.
So I think he's ready to, you know, start dipping into the pond, and he needs his own place.
Yeah.
Finally gets his own place, and, you know, Keisha's happy for him.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing thing, like, just... grown-up relationship.
Yeah. Well, do we know about how long he was staying with Keisha?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Yeah, okay. It seems like a while, though. It doesn't seem like something that was, like, a month or two.
Yeah. She was like, bring on the champagne.
Yeah, she was like, it's time for you to get out of here.
Yeah, it sounded like she was, like, 2 months, and then 2 months turned to, like, 9 months. Yeah.
Right.
Like, it was almost like, it felt like almost a year.
Yeah.
But it was so mature how they're handling it, because it's all for their son.
Right.
So.
Which is what it always should be.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, it is what it is. So, he's moving out, and he's hoping that Brooke is going to take the bait, which is the whole thing with that. Is still a messy situation because Brooke was with Marcus Black. She found out that he was cheating with Jane. She called it quits with him. And then, of course, she hinted at Marcus that, you know, she's going to Booby too, as far as record a song.
Right.
And she's kind of, in the interview, she's kind of saying, well, you know, we've been friends for a long time. Let's see where this... But I feel like you really need to end, like, jumping from one relationship to another is not way to go.
That's
not good. So not even a healing thing. It's just like, you know, just give it a moment to, like breathe.
Gather
yourself.
Gather your thoughts.
Yeah. You know, so do you think that relationship is going to work? Do you think they should try? Do you think they should just be friends?
I think they should just be really good friends. I don't think that just because you have a good guy friend that's there for you when you have a breakup and he's cute and you're cute that you should just hook up, because that's just a good friendship that you can kind of ruin.
Yeah.
And I think having guy friends is good because they're just someone different to talk to. Mm-hmm. So, like, you can have a friend without smashing them, you know?
Yeah, I agree with Imani. I've been in that situation more than once. He's fine.
He is fine.
But I think that it ruins friendships, you know?
Right.
I think it's better to find somebody and then become best friends than dating somebody who already is your best friend, because, you know, you run that risk of...
I don't know. Right. I think that's where also where communication comes into play, where you don't have to be... Where you can be open. So it's like, if the friendship is there... And because it's like Chris Rock, dick in a glass. Mm. If the friendship is there, like, there's, you obviously hang around people that you are attracted to, not necessarily sexually, but you're still attracted to them in some way, shape,
that's
or
true.
Form. Like, look at your friends that you have. Are any of your friends you would consider ugly? Like, oh shit. Well, I guess my friends.
I was thinking, no, I don't think so.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So you kind of hang around with people that you are attracted to. So it's the same thing with the guy friends. It's like, and at the end of the day, not to, you know, bash guys, like their whole intent was not to be a friend.
You might have a point.
No, that's true.
Yes and no, because I do have some guy friends that never tried me.
Yeah, because they waiting.
They plotting, they scheming, girl.
Y'all waiting on
they coming for you.
They waiting for that opportunity.
They might be.
As soon as you're like,
now you're gonna, like, I'm gonna be scrolling through text messages like, wait a minute.
And you never know. And you could truly be friends,
right?
But at the end of the day, if you're true, I think the different types of friendships, like, if you smash and you can go back to being friends, and that's a true friendship.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, you know, I have guy friends like, all right, cool. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you got a girl now? All right, cool. Like, you know, feel there's that much amount of love where you can experience different type of relationships within the relationship and still go and be best friends and want the best for your friend.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just like you just dipped in the pot and said, oh, you really good. She's a lucky woman,
right?
Right.
Yeah,
but just make sure don't tell her, because it might be a whole nother
right.
Deep down, I'm like, congratulations.
No,
you don't really mean it.
Somebody, one of us needs some counseling to get over that friendship.
I couldn't do it, though. I don't think I could date any of my guy friends. I've tried it, is what I'm saying. I don't think I could do it again.
Well, dating and smashing are two different things.
That's true.
Nobody said nothing about no dating. We were just talking about extracurricular activities. You haven't gotten to the gym yet. You can run an extra 300 calories. Your friend is right there. You ride a little bit and you're good to go.
Right. That part. Moving on. Shut up, TK.
You're welcome. You welcome whoever her guy friends are. You get a text message tonight.
Right. I'm just even like, they already coming through.
What up, girl? Speaking
don't
of
try it.
Smashing your Ray J and Princess.
Oh,
I love Ray J. Like, he...
I love it.
He is just...
He's
funny.
He's hilarious.
He's a character. That whole stunt he pulled with the hotel. Like, she really came and was like, oh, but she called it. She was like, it looked like somebody was sitting here. And then in walks Bridget
the photographer.
Kelly.
No, the
like,
photographer.
Photographer
like,
first,
wait.
Right.
Yeah.
He's talking about some role play.
Right. But what I love about him is that he literally doesn't think he did anything wrong. He's like... what do I do? And he's like genuine, like, oh my God, I didn't mean to hurt you, you know? So that's the funniest part to me, because he's like so innocent with what he did. He just thought, you know, I can kill two birds, one stone, get my girl in here, do this photo shoot real quick, and boom, we're good.
I'm sorry, that mariachi outfit.
It did look like a mariachi outfit.
I'm sorry, girlfriend. I don't know. Like, fashion police.
Don't
please.
Let Ray J style you. Get you a real stylist. I got one for you, matter of fact.
Oh, boy.
What up, Victoria?
I think with Ray J, same thing. I think with Ray J, his thing is, as long as he's not cheating on her, like, everything else is, like, fair game. Like, in his mind, like, well, that's the worst thing that I can do. So, therefore, everything else is, like, I'm doing it for her. Like, you know, everything's bringing in money. So, that photo, he's styling her. But, you know, it's styling her, getting the music off the ground, writing music for her. If that all happens, that's bringing money for the family.
Yeah,
so I think in his mind, it's like, as long as he's bringing money and it's with good intention, that he's good to go.
Yeah.
So I think he just doesn't, you know.
Like, I could never be mad at my husband if he did that. Because Ray J, like, I felt like he wasn't, you know, he wasn't doing it to be mean or anything. He just was really scared to tell her, you know.
He can't help but laugh.
It's embarrassing. I see how, because it's a kind of a take to the manhood.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, okay, well, we might not have a kid because it's me.
Right.
So.
And I think, but that's why the communication is so important, because in her mind, she's like, look, we only have a small window. Yeah. But if he had communicated that to her, she would have known. I think she would have been.
And she was like so excited when he told her, because she was just like, oh, you care? Like, you're trying?
Yeah. And I got us a room at the Mondrian. Who was that on the table?
Well, I was really kind of scared with that relationship. Like, I didn't know if it was going to last. So I'm definitely happy thus far, especially when they went to the wedding, how they made it look in the media before I watched the season. So we saw the marriage.
Yeah.
And then I think 6 months later, they went to France. But they addressed it in the first episode, I believe, because they're like, you know, the wedding was so chaotic with the cameras and all this other stuff that they want to go somewhere else, like, rededicate, celebrate, and do that. So I thought it was like, oh, I messed up. Like, let's do this over again. But how they really went about it is like, okay, we're just going to do it to ourselves, like, have it to ourselves, which makes me appreciate the relationship even more. And it seems like he's about that life.
Right, yeah.
But is he ready for a kid?
Word on the blocks is that she's already
pregnant, she's already pregnant.
Wait, but is there a surrogate? I ain't going to say no names.
Oh,
I know y'all saw that. Come on now.
Ooh. I did not see that.
Okay, well, I'll let you catch up. But they are, according to the blogs, are expecting. But neither one of them have confirmed it. Is that correct?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
I don't know.
Because he was talking about the last thing I heard about Ray J was, he was talking about the Big Brother thing that happened overseas. That was like the last article I saw about them. Okay. So I don't know. It's possible. I mean, I think that will make him grow up a little bit more, but it also might push him to the hustling mode where he's constantly hustling for the family.
Yeah.
And, you know, she might not get the attention that she needs.
Yeah.
Which at the end of the day, if you're going to deal with somebody who's an entrepreneur and does their own business, that's kind of...
It's true.
How it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, shout out to Princess Love for her outfit, because that was so cute. She should be styling that.
Right. She went in.
Oh, yeah.
She went in to take that off.
Yeah. Sure.
I like
that.
The
was
whole,
cute.
Right.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Yeah. That should have been on like a red carpet or something.
Yes.
She just walked in casually.
Yeah.
She's such a cute girl anyway, too.
Oh, she's so pretty.
Yeah.
I rock with.
And her hair always laid.
All right.
So, Miss Lyrica, I actually checked out whenever she's legit.
She can sing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Lyrica's, her album's finally going to be coming out. I actually listened to the album. It's really, really good. So, she's having a listening party. So, she's, you know, inviting everybody, you know, for the support. Mm-hmm. Moniece is not having it. So, what do you think?
That was one of my favorite parts of this episode, was when Moniece said something about, she's like, I'm going to get you, blah, blah, blah. And Lyrica's walking away, and she turns around the way she turned around.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
To get it.
That's what I'm saying. I think Lyrica, she's one of, I feel like, one of the more mature women on the show, but I feel like she's not one to be tested either.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they ever friends, though?
They were all kind of friends at certain points throughout the seasons, but it feels like Lyrica's about, you know, getting her album together.
Yeah.
And if you rock with her, great. If you don't, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think they were casually friends, but I don't think they were as close as Moniece and Masika.
Right. So, acquaintances. We have many of those in LA.
Yeah.
LA is a very special place, y'all. If you haven't lived in LA, it's very interesting.
Special.
So we do have, or I'm going to try a little segment called Ladies Love Advice, where we give advice to some of the cast members of Love & Hip Hop. So does anybody want to start?
I will. I'm going to say, in reference to Amber Diamond and Tierra's little thing with Cisco, I would tell all ladies to fly. First, love yourself. If a man is not giving you what you need, you don't have to stick around. There's so many other dudes, especially if you pop in like Amber and Tierra and Fly. Don't sit there and try to win some man over when there's plenty of other men who are popping as well, got their money right, and want to treat you like a lady. Move on. Simple. Don't waste no time.
That's good, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Got me speechless. Yeah. I'll put it on my blog.
Anything else, ladies?
What I got. You know, I think that a lot of times women, you know, you get comfortable in a situation and in a relationship and you want to stay there because women are so afraid to start over. You just, you know, like you're comfortable. So you're like, we're going to stick this out. When in reality, this person isn't good for you and they're like toxic to you as a being and you prospering. So I think that don't be afraid to start over. Don't just stick with someone just because you're comfortable and you've been with them for some years. If you feel the relationship needs to be done, it needs to be done so you can just move on.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That was good.
The only advice I would say is, if you're in a relationship, don't lose your friends, because I see that so much. Like, you're like, ring, ring, where's my friend at? She's disappeared. She's with her boyfriend. And it's like, I haven't heard from her in 5 years, you know? So that's, you know what I mean?
Long time. Christmas card,
yeah,
though.
I was like, really? Right. No. But I'm just like, I really think, you know, if you want a relationship, you know, if you want to stick it out, if it's toxic or whatever it is, just always stick with your friends because they will be there for you when there or he's not there.
That's
so, it's the only advice.
You don't have to talk to somebody every day, even if, you know, once.
Just establish friendships.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I know. Dre Reese says, love advice, stay away from Cisco.
Is he even a creep squad?
Right.
I'm like, don't y'all know better anyway?
Creep squad? My advice is, I don't necessarily know it's love advice, even though I created this topic, but my thing is that, you know, sometimes you don't need to be in a relationship. Sometimes you just need an itch to scratch with a good, really good friend. So if you have an established...
Give me some.
If you have a really good guy friend and you guys can communicate and you both are on the same level, then hop on the penis and you'll be good.
Ladies, it's okay to own... your sexuality.
Yeah,
just wrap it up. Be safe. AIDS is real out here.
Safe
be
sex. Safe. It's great.
So, I mean, just if you could find somebody who's on that same level and doesn't get messy with it, who's mature about it, you know, you're good to go.
Yeah.
One person always gets feelings, but, you know, you can deal with that later.
Just, always.
That's typically the woman, but,
yeah. You know. Oh, no. LA's a little different.
Sometimes it's the man,
LA's a little That's why I say you have to have that communication. So if you are good friends and you'll be like, look, this is not just me and you thing. This is me and I'm dating other people to find a man. But for now, we going to be friends plus then.
Communication.
That's why you have that communication there. If you have him thinking that it's just, you know, oh, baby, it's just you're the only one that's scratching my knee every night.
That's where men go wrong, I feel like, most of the time, honestly. They, like with the Tierra Marie, Amber, and Cisco situation, I feel like he's feeding Tierra Marie, like, we're together, and then Amber, we're together, instead of being honest and being like, you know, I'm kind of just dating around, and then you know I'm doing me, then you can go out and do you,
right,
and then we can come back and do each other.
That's exactly. A lot of men, and then they have the issue to come back. And then have the nerve to make us sound like we're crazy. And
right.
Like, you know,
but you're making me feel like wifey over here.
Yeah. Let me know what it is and what it ain't.
Yeah, I think, and I don't know if he necessarily said the love part, but I think, you know, the gifts, the hotel room, all that other stuff. You know, he's probably taking her out to eat, all this other stuff, and he's probably treating her like a girlfriend.
Right.
That even though you don't say the words, if you're treating it like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
but if you look
love
at
love is really in the action.
Yeah.
So.
Right, that's true. But if you look at the episodes, Tierra Marie, Tierra's saying I love you quite a bit to him, and he's not saying it back.
Ooh,
and Amber said it too. She's like, well, she was like, do you love me? And then he, what'd he say? He's like, well, you know. You know, guys, well, I got love for you. I got love for you.
And that's the main clue. Because if you feel like you're in that relationship by yourself, then you need to step away and like, look, you have the good pipe. I'll come here for the good pipe. But while we're doing this, I'm gonna be on Tinder doing something else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, you know,
it's like the walk of shame with her luggage.
Oh, I know. So she's like, I'm gonna get my clothes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, girl, you look good though. Yeah. That bod.
Would you want the walk of shame with the luggage, or we want the walk of shame with the party dress that you had on last night, and it's now 10 o'clock in the morning, and you're leaving the person's house? You don't want to put your heels on because your feet hurt.
Right. Like, I want the luggage.
Yeah, the luggage is a little luggage bit more polished. Like,
I
was in this. Supposed to be here.
Right. Yeah.
Like she came for a proper visit.
I was unpacked. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, predictions. Any quick predictions for next week?
And now you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. I have two. I think it's a possibility that Monice and BFF Tiffany might come to blows.
Oh, I think that's a definite.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. And then two, I don't want her to, but I think Tierra just might give Cisco another chance. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Don't take the bait, Tierra. Don't do it.
I think Tierra's gonna just start changing, and I feel like leaving Cisco is gonna free her soul. Mm-hmm. And I think she's gonna start making good changes, and I feel like there's gonna be like a new businessman in her life.
Mm-hmm. Look at you, sound like Oprah.
Yes. Yeah, Oprah comes through.
That's not gonna happen though, but right. I like it. That's like,
I think Alexis and Masika, because the videos that have come out of an Instagram, mm-hmm. that, you know, she's talking about Monice and her family and Masika, and I think this is like the last straw, honestly, because it's like brought out and everyone has seen this clip on Instagram, mm-hmm. that Alexis had posted. So I think that's going to be a huge fight.
It's long overdue. That's
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I think, obviously, we all see the previews, everybody out here and everybody here. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be, like, two major events. So, yeah, the Lyrica party, something's going to pop off there. Mm-hmm. So definitely, oh, my gosh, Masika and Monice and Alexa, something's going to pop off with that whole thing. Even though there really shouldn't be, like, yes, everybody said something about each other on social media, but, like, let's move on, let's get the money.
Yeah.
So there really shouldn't be, but I can understand, because, you know, it's reality TV, how it would happen. So definitely think that. I think so. There have been rumors that Ray J and Princess are pregnant somewhere in the universe. So hopefully they are. Mm-hmm. He lays the pipe pretty well. definitely Cisco. I kind of want Tierra Marie to give Cisco another chance, even though I know it's not going to work in the long term. But it feels like she's just in such a dark place that she needs at least somebody in her corner that when she hits rock bottom, they're there, which kind of sucks to say it like that, but if you hit rock bottom and you're by yourself, that's where, you know, even more terrible things happen. So I kind of feel like he should be, just for that reason. But again, you know, Tierra Marie is a whole nother case. But you know, we can definitely guarantee a lot of ratchet and messy stuff for next week, because that's Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Where can everybody find you guys?
You can find me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
And you can follow me on all social media platforms at Brittany Q Hill. That's BRITTNEY.
You can follow me at Imani_Blackman through all social medias as well.
And you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. We do have some guests planned to come in. Because of the storm, some of them couldn't fly in, so we do have it. I'm not going to tell you who, because then y'all can get at me. But somebody's going to be coming in next week. So I definitely love you guys' comments. Appreciate it.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. You know, it is what it is. We're here.
We're going to stay. We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. So we'll see
every
y'all.
Monday.
Oh, boy. She got the headshot. We'll see y'all next week. Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.